Welcome back to The Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has had some success with a new model of paying health care providers. Rather than paying them for how many services they render, it's paying them according to health care outcomes and how well they coordinate among one another over individual patients. Officials at the Defense Health Agency think they could benefit from the same model. Joining me with more, Dr. Paul Kortz, Deputy Director for Healthcare Operations at the DHA. Dr. Kortz, great to have you on.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Give us the background on how healthcare providers are generally paid for at this point by DHA.
Well, generally at this point, our healthcare providers are paid based on a fee-for-service model, which is largely the model we use in our TRICARE network, which are the civilian providers that provide health care to our beneficiaries. Within what we call the direct care system or our military treatment facilities, those are paid differently. We do have, we have been operating under kind of a pay-for-performance model, whereby military providers are incentivized to provide high-quality care, care which is accessible. They're paid in some cases based on higher levels of patient experience and satisfaction with their care, as well as our main focus, which is ensuring the readiness of our service members.
So in the case of the DHA providers that are not TRICARE, that is the general health care for spouses and families, this is where you're looking at maybe a model of what they call the accountable care organizations at CMS?
Yes, we're looking at this model, Tom, and in the big picture, there's a shift underway throughout American medicine in how we pay for health care, and it's moving from this fee-for-service model to what is called value-based payment or value-driven care. Now, we're viewing this as a long transition. There are a variety of reimbursement models. One of them is called a bundled payment arrangement, which is reimbursement based on episodes or medical conditions and requires collaboration between providers, between hospitals, between healthcare systems. That's one model that we'll be piloting. There's also this concept of an accountable care organization, which you mentioned, which is where doctors, hospitals, and healthcare providers come together voluntarily to deliver coordinated, high-quality care. And there are other alternative payment models. And we applaud CMS for creating these models and demonstrations. Most of the models are being tested. Some are not proven. There have been some early promise with some of them. One of the ones I wanted to mention specifically to the military health system was our value-based purchasing demonstration program. One of the first models we will test is bundled payments for patients undergoing lower extremity joint replacement, such as a total hip or total knee. And we're looking at the way Medicare has done their joint replacement payment model, which tests quality and cost of care delivery. And we're taking a careful look at that model. Our model will be slightly different, but largely based on the Medicare model. We're in phase one of this demonstration project. And as a matter of fact, details recently came out in the Federal Register, and we expect to begin to implement this demonstration model in next month, in May of 2016.
So what is the metric for success for an organization under the value-based purchasing demonstration? That is, obviously the knee has to come out well, but what are the main metrics that you will be paying them on?
Yes, we'll be paying them based on the cost of the acute care hospitalization, so when the patient comes in to have their procedure done, and then we'll be rolling into that the first 90 days of care they receive following discharge from the hospital. And that will be one payment sum, and we'll be then looking for care which is higher quality, so a lower rate of complications, lower risk of being readmitted to the hospital, and a variety of other quality measures, as well as better coordination of care, such as between the orthopedic surgeon and the physical therapist or whomever might provide care following discharge of that patient from the hospital. So those are the measures and metrics we'll be looking at as part of this value-based project we'll be starting next month.
We're speaking with Dr. Paul Kortz. He's Deputy Director for Healthcare Operations at the Defense Health Agency. And when you give what sounds like basically a fixed price for the operation and the aftermath, how do you make sure that the providers don't cut back and get kind of chintzy and say, well, to the patient, we're getting X number of dollars. That's all you get for that many dollars.
Well, that's certainly a concern, Tom, and we'll be taking a careful look at that. These models of care are being piloted by the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare, as you know. There are risks, such as what you mentioned, which is cutting back on the care delivered following surgery. There are concerns that doctors may choose lower-risk patients to reduce the risk of complications either during the hospitalization or following discharge. And so we're aware of the potential sort of side effects or negative incentives associated with models like this, and we'll be watching for those very closely.
And to what extent are some of the ACOs, the Accountable Care Organizations serving CMS, are any of those the same groups that might also be used by the Defense Health Agency?
Potentially, Tom. And, you know, one of the things I'd like to mention is we are an integrated healthcare system. So our healthcare system and military healthcare combines what we call direct care, which is our military treatment facilities, and then care delivered in the civilian network through the TRICARE program. And so we're looking at models that would integrate both the direct care and purchase care system. We're looking at models that will potentially move away from the emphasis on productivity, which is a strong emphasis on more outpatient visits or more hospital admissions based on what they call RVUs and RWPs. So we're trying to move away from this productivity-based model to a model based on better outcomes for our patients, higher quality care, and a better patient experience, and do that in a way that integrates what we call our direct care and our purchase care system.
What happens if the outcomes do improve and the care does get better, but the costs go up? What becomes the choice at that point?
Well, one note I'd like to make is sometimes the cost is higher at the beginning of care, but in exchange for that, you get better outcomes and better patient experience and lower costs. And so if the cost goes down and the hospitals and doctors can deliver high-quality care, then we'll consider promulgating this model of bundled payments across our healthcare system. If the cost goes up, then we need to reconsider this model, and we will be testing a variety of models. This is just the first model that we're testing starting next month, but we expect to have several of these demonstration products exploring this concept of accountable care organizations and value-driven care.
And how can this work in, as you say, some of the organizations, the healthcare providers that are directly operated by the military? Because in that case, you're not paying for services so much as paying for the components of service. You're paying staff and salaries and supplies and rent and all this kind of thing. How can that value payment system apply to a facility that you operate as a government-owned facility?
Well, I think it can work in our direct care system also. And as I mentioned previously, for several years, many of our hospitals have been working in a pay-for-performance system. When I was a hospital commander, I was incentivized to improve the readiness of the soldiers on the base, to deliver a better patient experience, to improve on the quality measures and the measures around the safety of the care that we delivered. And so I was incentivized to deliver improvements and make improvements in a number of these measures and reassessed on a quarterly basis. And then our hospital could receive additional reimbursement based on making improvements in these measures. So we've been doing that for quite some time. And this concept of value-driven care and things like bundling and accountable care, I think, is the next logical step for the military health system, both in the TRICARE network as well as in our direct care system.
And the missing link in all of this so far is the VA. Have you had overtures from them to maybe get involved in this type of effort?
Good question, Tom. You know, I can't necessarily speak directly about the VA or other government institutions, but I can assure you they're watching what is working and what is not working with CMS. They'll be adopting those models in their own systems. I certainly think that as federal agencies, the military healthcare system, the VA, Health and Human Services, CMS, we can approach this as a group of federal agencies and kind of a whole-of-government approach, I think, would be wise. And we certainly intend to learn from CMS and develop strategic partnerships with organizations outside the military healthcare system that are exploring these models.
Dr. Paul Kortz is Deputy Director for Healthcare Operations at the Defense Health Agency. Thanks so much for joining me.
You're welcome.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends. Still to come on Federal News Radio, IDIQ contracts simplify repeat buys, but that doesn't mean they don't come with rules, as the Postal Service found out. But first, the customs part of Customs and Border Protection has also been busy lately. We'll get an update from Trade Operations Acting Director Susan Thomas. It's the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.